On Sunday, March 18th at 9 p.m., Sugar in My Bowl will feature singer, actress, and one of the founding members of Sweet Honey in the Rock, Carol Maylard. That's Sunday, March 18th at 9 p.m., right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. For this evening will be Carol Maylard. Yes, that is how you pronounce Carol's name. And I've been mispronouncing it on the promo, but she set me straight, buddies. So stay tuned for hopefully something you'll enjoy.
Sweet honey in the rock.
Sweet honey.
Sweet honey in the rock.
Sweet honey. I'm a long way from home, but I mother's voice calling me back.
Sometimes
come
I
on home,
like
come
I'm
on home.
I
miss you, child,
come.
But I'm a long
sometimes
way.
Sometimes I feel like
from a home,
a long way from home. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
Hi, you're listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM. Sugar in My Bowl is the name of this program. My name's Joyce Jones, and I am on the line with
Carol Maillard.
Thank you so much. Welcome, Carol Maillard.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to do an interview.
Oh, thank you for saying yes.
Yeah.
And actually, I'm glad I heard you say your name because, you know, other people have said Carol Maillard.
They say all kinds of things. So it's Maillard, 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 Maillard. you know, it just depends on, you know, like, you know how people eat chicken paillard? It's the same pronunciation as the French preparation of a meal, paillard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's how you pronounce it properly.
Okay. To start off, I'm going to have you cover territory that you've probably covered so frequently.
Mm-hmm.
For those who haven't had an opportunity to see Sweet Honey in the Rock, Raise Your Voice, the documentary by Stanley Nelson, could you share how the name was chosen and the origins of the group?
It's one of the first songs that the larger ensemble of men and women learned when we first started rehearsing to become a performance ensemble as an offshoot of the D.C. Black Repertory Theater Company in Washington, D.C. And we were really just trying to promote the theater and expand our talents, and because there were so many gifted people at our theater company, writers and singers, arrangers, people sang all kinds of music. And Bernice Johnson Regan was the vocal director and teacher for the theater company. And one of the actors really wanted there to be a singing group associated with the theater so we could go out and perform and sing and do all kinds of music that wasn't related to a play. And one of the first songs that Bernice brought to us, which was something she hadn't taught us in our classes, was Sweet Honey in the Rock. And we had basses, we had tenor, baritones, sopranos, that whole range of voices, and it sounded so beautiful. It was really just a beautiful melody, and she told us to go ahead and, you know, we could harmonize. People in the group knew how to harmonize, and we just harmonized it and sang it over and over and over again. And I think when we finished singing it, we took a break. I mean, I know I remember saying out loud, that'd be a great name for the group, and somebody else was saying, that'd be a good name for the group. And so we were all like, yeah, that's a great song and a great name for the group, and it just stuck.
And speaking of the documentary, the Stanley Nelson, who did he approach?
And he didn't approach anyone.
Oh.
I approached. It was my idea and my project to find someone to do a film on us. Not necessarily a 30th anniversary film, but to do a film, a documentary about Sweet Honey in the Rock. And I just started doing some research and asking some questions and who would be a good person and yickety yak yada yada. And then someone directed me. I think it was a woman named Karen Saunders. She suggested Stanley Nelson might be a good match for us. And there were some other people who were interested, and we decided to go with Stanley. He was right in New York,
mm-hmm.
and he had a reputation for being able to do historical documentaries. I don't think he had ever done a concert film or done concert filming and recording at all, but you know, he had done Emmett Till. We saw I'll See You in the Whirlwind.
Right, about Marcus Garvey.
Yeah, and the other one about the Black Press.
Yes, I always mess up that title.
It's yeah, like me soldier- too. You see, I didn't say it.
Right.
In any case, it ended up being a decent match. It was a good match.
Yes, and Stanley Nelson is with Firelight Media.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I guess that's what conceptual producer means. That was your role as conceptual
yes.
producer?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, oh, you're good. Good girl.
But during the course of Sweet Honey and the varying members, actually, how was that? With Sweet Honey having sort of people coming in and moving out and...
You mean over the years? I don't
know.
I wasn't there for a really long period of time. And when we were in the theater together and doing the shows and performing, the final four who showed up at a rehearsal and we locked it in and said, okay, no one else is here. This is the group and we're going to move forward. And then the group really became not so associated with the theater and became an independent creative entity unto itself.
Who were the final four?
Carol, Louise, Mai, and Bernice.
Okay.
The four of us for a while, and then Mai left, and we had auditions. and we got Evie and I believe Pat. Then we couldn't find Evie for a while. Like, we couldn't locate her or get a call back, like, where are you and what are you doing and are you in town? And so we pulled from the D.C. rep. And Rosie Lee Hooks came in.
Okay.
And another operatic singer that Bernice knew by the name of Tijuana Starks.
Okay.
And we did our Black History Month performances during February at the theater. And Diana Wharton, who was our original piano player and a composer whose music we used to sing, she also joined, and we did this wonderful show there, so that's another incarnation.
Uh-huh.
And then I got a show. Louise was still there.
Okay.
I was gone, or either I was working at the Smithsonian. I think that's what it was. I didn't get a show. I think I was working at the Smithsonian and had to work and go on the road. And two other members from the theater company came in, so that was Rosie Lee again and Iodelle Harrington.
Yes, Io Harrington, who used to be on
WBAI, yes.
Working on The Count.
That's right, right. So in that period of time, and then we found Evie, and she came back to the group, and then it was Pat, Evie, Carol, and Bernice, and Louise.
Now, Evie,
and somewhere in there, I got some timing. I got a little timing off because I think we had Rosie, Tijuana, and Diana before we got Pat, or Pat and Evie came in.
Now, is Evie Evelyn Marie Harris?
Mariah Harris.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It says that Tulani Kennard was also a member.
Uh-huh. After I was gone, we had Yasmin and Tulani and Laura Sharp, I think. And there's some other people whose names I kind of remember, but I didn't sing with them. I sang with Yasmin.
Okay.
I didn't sing with Tulani.
Now, I understand you had, during one of the anniversaries, I can't remember which year it was.
83.
Oh, okay.
That was the 10th anniversary. 1983 was the 10th anniversary, and 15 of the 18 women came back to perform.
That's it.
We haven't done anything like that since either.
We will not bow down to racism. Yeah. We will not bow down to injustice. We will not bow down to exploitation. What you gonna do? Just can't tolerate racism. I just can't tolerate injustice. I just won't tolerate exploitation. What you gonna do? I'm gonna stand. much mercy there.
If I had to wait
If I just had to wait,
bright angels of
hope. If I just had to wait,
bright angels.
Now, when you left Sweet Honey in the Rock, was it to pursue your acting?
Yeah.
Was it during that period that you did for Color Girls?
Yeah, I moved to New York in the beginning of 77.
Okay.
I had been coming back and forth to New York in 76.
Okay.
And then I finally left in top of 77. I was officially in New York, and I went back and sang with Sweet Honey as often as I could if I wasn't doing a play.
So tell me about how you wound up in the role.
How I became a part of the For Color Girls family?
Yeah, the production.
Well, let's see. I'm trying to remember. There must have been auditions at some point at the Public Theater I don't think the auditions were for Color Girls. I think the auditions were for a photograph written by Entezaki.
Oh, okay.
That was the name of the play. And I auditioned for that, and I was the understudy for three of the women and the assistant to the director.
Okay.
Not assistant director, but I helped. I was like Oz's take notes person and ran errands and helped him with the production, as well as the understudy for the three female leads. And I think during that period of time, because I was there, and Zaki was there, and just all the people, Jessica Hagedorn and Talani, and just everybody who was there was associated one way or another with Zaki and her performances and the poetry, and Michelle Shea had been on Broadway as part of For Colored Girls. And I think because I was there when they had the auditions for the national company, of course, I was going to be included in those auditions.
Oh, okay.
So I auditioned for the national company, but I also had a band with Diana Wharton and Louise Robinson called Works in Progress.
Oh, did you ever record?
No, we didn't record. We have things recorded.
Oh.
but back in that day, we were really basically doing an R&B pop cabaret kind of a performance.
Mm, okay.
So we were doing a lot of showcases and special events, and you know, we were a different group because we weren't doing anything that was standard or traditional, but we had a pop sound. It's one of the best musical groups I think I've been a part of in terms of the creation of work and the range of music that we did and the way that we put it together with our band. Yeah, it was outstanding work. I can still listen to it today and just go like, dad, girl, that was bad. Y'all was bad. You know what I mean?
No, I hear you. It's unfortunate that the rest of us don't have that opportunity.
Oh, I'm going to figure out a way to get something on YouTube or something on Facebook or something somewhere because I have to just get it translated into CD form.
Okay.
But I decided I wanted to stay with the band instead of going on a national tour. But what ended up happening was I got offered the international tour.
Oh.
After I didn't do the national tour, which I'm really glad I didn't do. And we went to Australia for about 3 months. And that was another opening up of my understanding, some understanding of myself, and that I really liked being out in the world and feeling a sense of adventure. I really, really liked that a lot. Because my friend, another sister in the show, Aku Adogo, Aku and I, after Australia was done, we stayed in Australia like for another month in Melbourne. And did whatever little work we could do and took classes and hung out and dinners and shopping and just being there and planned. And we went to Bali after we left and Java, two places in Java on the island. And then we were supposed to go to Singapore and someplace else in Tokyo, but we extended our time in Hong Kong.
Oh, okay.
So do you have two colored girls traveling? You understand what I'm saying?
I hear you.
We were unique.
Yes.
Everyone noticed us because there were not two young black women traveling with big old suitcases, and we weren't all scruffy and backpacked and Birkenstocked. You know, we were with those people. We were out there.
Right, right.
And loved every single moment of it. Just fed my gypsy heart. It was just really great. And then I did for Colored Girls in Los Angeles. Aku and I both did it in Los Angeles. I was the understudy, and she went into one of the roles. Yeah. And that's my history with Colored Girls, and of course I got into the film.
The PBS film.
Sarah, my papa thought he was Puerto Rican, and we would have been, except we was regular niggas. With hints of Spanish, so I made off to this 36-hour marathon dance con salsa con Ricardo Sugar Ray on Southern Boulevard. It's next door to this photography place, jammed with burial and wedding and communion relics. Next door to La Real Ideal Genial Spanish Barber. And it was upstairs and lots of hallway when my colored New Jersey self didn't know what anybody was saying. Except if dancing was proof of origin, I was Hibarita herself. That night and the next day, I kept smiling and right on stepping. If he could lead, I was ready to dance. Ooh. And if he couldn't lead, I caught this attitude that I had seen Rosa do. And would not be bothered. I
was twirling, hipping, giving much quick feet, being a mute, cute, colored Puerto Rican till Saturday afternoon when the disc jockey say,
Atiéndame, muchacho, por favor. Él lo sentimos mucho, pero Willy Colón no puede estar con nosotros esta noche.
Willie Colón ain't gonna make it today.
Pero en su lugar, para que ustedes continúen la fiesta y sigan bailando, he aquí la salsa de Guayaba.
And all of my nigger temper come out of control.
Oh, I like.
No, thank you. And I wouldn't dance with nobody. And I talked English loud. Oh, and I loved you more than I was mad. Uh-huh. More than... When I discovered Archie Shepp and subtle blues, oh, don't you know I wore out the magic of juju, heroically resisting being possessed. Oh, the sounds. And sneaking in underage to slugs to stare at a real artiste. And every word out of Imamu's mouth was gospel. And if Jesus couldn't blow no horn like Shep, wasn't no need for colored folks to bear no cross at all. And poems is my thank you for music. And I love you more than poems. More than Aureliano Buendia loved Macondo. More than Hector Lavoe loves himself. More than the lady loved gardenias. More than Celia La Scuba or Graciela loves El Son. More than the flamingos. Shoo-doo, shoo-bee-doo. Love being pretty. Oye, negro. Te amo más que. Te amo más que when you play your flute. Te amo más que. Te amo más que.
Yes, mm-hmm. That mm-hmm. was fabulous. As a matter of fact, I had watched that because the recent sort of remake.
Oh. No comment.
Well, see, that's the thing. I wanted a comment.
Yeah. You know, I thought that because Color Girls really is in my blood, and mm-hmm. I've only worked as an actress, I've only worked under Oscott, who was very sensitive and very understanding of the material.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Zaki made a beautiful choice when she picked Oz, because you can't do that material without, I don't think you can really do that material without some kind of a male perspective in it somewhere.
Mm.
I think a woman could direct it, surely. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to say that, but Oz really got it.
Okay.
He got us. He understood the brother's side,
yes.
And he understood the sister's side.
Yes.
You know, he's a son.
Uh-huh.
He's a lover. He's a cousin, an uncle. You know what I mean? He
sure.
had all that going on.
Sure.
And when we went to Australia, I just remember him saying really clearly, whatever you do, remember the love, that everything that you're saying is coming out of something that has to do with love, so that they will get it and they won't think it's just a bunch of angry young women on stage, you know, fussing about the brothers. He didn't say that, but we understood that, and that's how our company approached the material.
Yeah, it's Osborne E. Scott,
mm-hmm.
known as Oz
mm-hmm,
Scott.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful director, television director, film director. And stage directors, still in Hollywood, still working, still doing things. But I thought that the acting and the performances overall were very, very good. Some were outstanding.
In the film?
Yeah. No. Oh, the performances.
In the most recent film.
Yes, yes. Most of the women who I know who actually did the material in many different companies under Oz's direction,
mm-hmm.
we all missed the joy.
Yes.
It was just the joy and the direction of the poems. What the poems were essentially the core of what the poems were about. Everybody in that play is a survivor and a success.
Right.
On one way or another, a success, because you are still here. You found God in yourself. And that should just be like fireworks going. I'm getting goosebumps
right.
just talking about it. You should feel like there's nothing you can't take on. And it's just like, I think we all felt kind of sad when the film was over.
Mm, yeah. In the production that you were involved in, there was joy. There was definitely
joy
throughout.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, so by the time we got to the picnic,
right,
we were just a silly mess. So, you know, like these sisters had taken a journey together, and they were still friends, and they all knew each other. And yeah, and I understand that Mr. Perry did watch that film quite a bit.
Mm.
Not from anybody who was in it that told me anything,
mm-hmm.
but I read it somewhere that he really studied the PBS version.
Interesting.
You know.
It's completely different.
Yeah. It's nothing like just looking at the material and mm-hmm. letting the material speak. I thought that one of my favorite moments in the film was when Loretta did Somebody Almost Walked Off With All of My Stuff.
Yes.
Because that yes. was true. That was like beginning, middle, and end. It went somewhere,
uh-huh.
and it followed, and it made sense.
Right.
And it was clean, and she delivered it, and by the time she was finished, her students got it in mm-hmm. a class, and I think the audience got it as well without it being a put down or anything like that.
Well, that also seemed true to the production.
The style,
to
yeah.
Yes.
The style of the play,
exactly.
yeah. So, well, you know, my brother did it. That was his dream.
Right.
You know, somebody else could have written it. Someone
right.
else could have. Maybe not directed it, you know what I mean? Some other energy.
Yeah. Actually, in my thinking, my view is that it would have been nice had he financed it and let somebody
yeah.
else have at it. But
yeah.
So, okay, on to the next thing.
Yeah.
On the subject of acting, I noticed you were in a Law & Order and a Law & Order SVU episode.
Yeah, I did a few of those.
Yeah.
I would love to do more.
Oh, okay. Right, so you're still acting.
It's very difficult for me to call myself I'm a singer
mm-hmm.
because I find the people that I know who are like all they do is sing,
mm-hmm.
their mindset is a little different from mine because that's what they do and that's what they love and all they want to do is sing. And I think often all I want to do is act.
No.
I just, you know, a film starts and my little heart just goes like, oh, look at these characters. Look at all these great people. That, so I think this is a good film.
Right.
You know, the work is so collaborative and I guess sometimes it works better than others. But I've trained as an actress. So
right.
an actress who sings.
Right.
So that's kind of how I think of myself. It's hard to look at it any other way. And I do miss it. Tremendously.
In my conversations with song stylists, they tend to think as actresses.
Yes, because, if you're a stylist, that's right. Maybe that's what I am.
That's it.
Maybe that's my point of view. I've been trying to think about what's my vocal point of view.
Hmm.
Chameleon.
Yes.
That's a song stylist.
Yes.
Oh, okay, because I can sing just about any kind of music.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Not a brag or a boast. At this point in my life, I'm trying to dissect and really examine what it is I do and what more can I do. Where do I want to go? Even at this age, where do I want to go? Because there's still someplace else to go.
Mm-hmm.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We need a nation to join our hands. Where we understand that we are a nation. Come together, heed the call.
This love of immigration brings hatred, separation. Can we find a way to come together?
Of our nation, any points of view neglected, civil rights are not protected, stop, question, blame, arrested.
I want to know, is it fair? Is it fair?
I care, do you care? Stand for justice, if you dare.
opportunity, freedom, and equality. I'm just trying to be free, they want to bottle me. We're all victims to the immigration policy. We need change, you can save the apology. We need help in Arizona call. Things won't improve with the Arizona law. Give us the strength to battle through it all. Cause when we're strong, that's when paranoia falls. Rich get rich, the poor get poor. And greed for the money is the root of it all. At the same time, they control us with fear. It seems that nobody cares. Yo, the rich get rich and the poor get poor. The greed for the money is the root of it all. At the same time, they control us with fear. But it seems that nobody cares. Yeah.
Let's talk about the SB.
Oh, 1070, Are We a Nation? What a wonderful piece.
Yes.
I was just listening to it this morning.
So was I.
Mm-hmm.
What was the exchange like that determined that this song would be recorded?
We were already, I think, talking about, like in rehearsals or meetings, something would come up and we would start chatting that up. I'm really not sure whether our manager heard us talking about it or he had been thinking about it and brought it to us. I don't remember how it happened.
Now, that would be Ramon Hervé.
Ramon Hervé, yeah. He suggested that why don't we write a song? This is a hot topic now. Why don't we write a song about it, do a collaborative effort, and write it all together, record it? He asked Barry Eastman, who's a friend of his.
Uh-huh.
And Barry is a very well-respected composer and songwriter, producer,
mm-hmm.
and has been responsible for a lot of songs that people have listened to and still listen to in the R&B and pop market. And he agreed to do it, to send us the track, produce the single, and that's what happened. And our manager called someone in the day we filmed, we recorded in New York City and brought everybody in. They filmed it, we recorded it, and I feel like the issue is still hot.
Yes.
And that the issue is still on the table, and I just reposted it. I just tweeted it today.
Oh, great.
Just retweeted it and put it on Twitter, and I will just keep doing that every few days because the issue doesn't die, hasn't died. Obama spoke of it in his State of the Union address. It's just, it needs to be dealt with, and at some point it'll get up there on the upper rungs of the list of many things that need to get done.
Right.
Something has to happen to change how people are treated and how people are regarded.
Right.
Deporting people and carding people in the street. And if you're brown, you're just out of luck. If you immigrate someplace and you're from Canada, you're white Canadian or you're a Scandinavian, but you're here illegally.
Right.
Nobody's going to stop you in the street and ask for a piece of paper
right.
because you're white.
Right.
That's what's, for me, the thing that is most painful. It's not something across the board.
Right. And it's just to let people know who may not, Arizona's law, SB 1070, Are We a Nation, expresses the outrage over that decision.
Mm-hmm.
The law encourages and creates opportunities of hatred, ignorance,
mm-hmm.
and prejudice,
mm-hmm.
and profiling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And fear.
Exactly.
So if everybody will go on, they can hear it if they go on to our website,
yes.
www.sweethoneyandtherock.org.
Mm-hmm.
They can see it. I think it's also on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Where you can just see it and comment. We love hearing back from people, but we didn't hear from people about it when we posted it. Didn't hear anything back from people. The sales of it didn't do as well as we expected.
Well, I actually wasn't aware of it until
yeah.
I decided to have you on.
Yeah, it was a web campaign, and you know, we posted, we did everything we could. You know what? Within our means.
Sure.
You know, of doing things. And, you know, major campaigns take a lot of money. And if things don't go viral, your fan base is not supporting you there.
Right.
Then it's very difficult for people to really know. And that's where we are in terms of our outreach. And we're doing all that we can to just keep posting things. You know, we don't have a big machine behind us.
Sure.
It's just us. It's
sure.
the five of us and our manager.
Yeah.
So we just keep plugging ahead and praying to God to give us a break.
Now, I remember when I first, before I leave the subject of this song, Jonas. Who is Jonas?
Jonas is a young man that I've known since he was about 5 or 6. I think maybe I met him when he was about 6 years old, and he's a friend of my son, Jordan, who's also a violinist.
Oh.
So they played violin together with Roberta Gaspari of the East Harlem Violin Program.
Oh, wow.
Now known as Opus 118 Violin Program on 125th Street. And the film Music of the Heart was written about Roberta.
Oh.
And they were both in the film, and they traveled to Switzerland together and playing violin. And I said, Jordan, we are waiting for these young rappers to get back to us because we wanted a rap to be done in Spanish.
Mm.
And nobody came back. And no, we had been waiting.
Oh, no.
And I said, do you think Jonas would do it? Do you know where he is?
Uh-huh.
And he said, yeah, Mom, let me find him. And so I got in touch with Jonas, and Jonas came at like 9:30 at night.
Wow.
And absolutely took what we wrote and redid it. Rewrote it so that it would fit in the flow of what Barry had done and the time we had to do it. Woo! And he got in there and he did it. And then about a week or so later, we filmed him in a small studio. So his section kind of floats in and then floats out.
Right.
And then the images come back with us and the other photos.
It's
a great video. I'm so proud of us for getting that done. It was really great.
I understood it was nominated for a Grammy.
No. Yeah, even for next year. Yeah, it didn't make it. We submitted it, but it didn't make it.
Okay. Were you aware of the NARIS's National Academy of Recording Artists and Sciences, their decision to eliminate the 70 categories?
Oh, yeah. They had a zillion of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they've combined categories. Yeah, I was aware of that.
Would your category have existed?
Our category doesn't exist anyway.
Exactly.
It doesn't exist. I mean, depending on what we record or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you the truth. It's been a while. It was a long, long time before the group really got involved in the Grammy process of self-nomination or encouraging the label to nominate and for us to join.
Okay.
I think I joined in 98 or 99 and was like, we got to be a part of this, y'all. We have to advocate for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody joined NARIS. And so now at least we're more aware of the process and know that even if we do something independently, we can still submit ourselves and we might get in the big book. We might get in the overall nominations and then, God willing, we get a Grammy nomination for real. You know, so it really is a tough process. It could be world music. It could be sacred. It could be children's.
Right.
We seem to do well in the children's category. That's a very clear, clean category where our music is.
Yeah, I noticed both your nominations
mm-hmm.
were for children's.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Some of the other stuff might end up being a little bit more nebulous. It doesn't quite. I think Are We a Nation, we put that one urban.
Okay.
And in pop.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I have my own voice, I can use it,
and I have my own sound, I can raise it,
and all I have to do is to sing out loud and clear, hey, I'm here.
I have my two hands, see me use them to help someone in need. I can do it, and all I have to do is to give it from the heart of me. Unselfishly,
no matter what you do or where you live, everybody has something positive to give.
Well,
the light that's in me is the same as the light that shines in you. And kids all need the same things to grow. In every part of the world, don't you know, to be loved and feel safe, to have food and grow strong. Peace and harmony, sing with me.
We can shine our light and it's glowing,
and we can share our love, don't you know it,
and keep our spirit strong.
We can do a little every day.
Every day you can share
a smile, you can mean it,
a little or a lot, like the sunshine.
Another face will smile
if you share it honestly.
A smile is free,
no matter what you do or where you live.
Everybody has something positive to give.
The light that's in me is the same as the light that shines
in you.
Shines in you.
And kids all need the same.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Every part of the world.
to that food and grow strong in peace and harmony. Sing with me.
Sing with me.
Oh, I have my own voice. I can raise it and I can shine my light like the sunshine. And all I have to do is to shine a little every day. Every day.
You're listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM. Sugar in My Bowl is the name of this program. In the background, we're listening to Dorothy Ashby from Afro Harping. Give me something to use as I let you know what you've been hearing. During the first hour of the program, in the exchange with Carol Millard of Sweet Honey in the Rock. Let's see, we heard... Okay. We just heard. Okay. All I Have to Do, which is from Experience 101. And that was. It's on Appleseed Records. Yeah, it was a. It was nominated for a Grammy. It was on Children's. In the Children's category. And, let's see. Oh, where are my glasses? Can't leave home without them. Oh, goodness. Yes, that was released in 2007. Okay. Before that, we heard Are We a Nation? Which was a web promo. So, as mentioned, you will have to go to sweethoneyintherock.org to hear... access the song and see the video. And yeah, it's the song about Arizona's SB 1070 law in response to Arizona's SB 1070 law. And before that, we heard Run, Run, Mourner, Run. Actually, we probably heard, we heard a snippet from the American Playhouse version of For Colored Girls, who considered suicide when the rainbow is enough. And that is the better production, as far as I'm concerned. I thought, yeah, it's the best I'd seen. And, yes, so before that, we heard Run, Run, Mourner, Run. These were selections that took place when Carol Millard was not with Sweet Honey, so I thought I'd throw some of those in there. And that was from Live at Carnegie Hall. And also, I didn't choose the song that had Tulani Kennard on it, but this was released on Flying Fish Records in 1988. And before that, we heard C.C. Rider from In This Land, on Earthbeat Records, released in 1992. Yeah, I couldn't get enough of this one. I had it on cassette, as mentioned. A lot of my Sweet Honey recordings were on cassette. And let's see. Before that, we heard I'm Gonna Stand. I'm Gonna Stand is on Breaths, Breath has a lot of tunes that have been played on WBAI, like Ella Song and Biko and Echo and many others. So it's still available. Get your hands on it. All this sweet honey material is really worth having. Let's see, before that we heard Motherless Child. Oh, gosh, I was slow there. I'm going to have to go to something else then. Why don't I go to something else? Yeah. Let's go to this one. Why not? There we go. And, yes. Motherless Child from 25. That's the 25th anniversary release of Sweet Honey in the Rock. It was this version of Motherless Child was arranged by Carol Millard. And she was also the soloist. And before that, we heard the theme of Sweet Honey in the Rock from, it was the title cut from Sweet Honey in the Rock on Flying Fish Records. Oh, yes, and 25 is on Ryko Disc. And before that, we heard our opening, Sugar in My Bowl. I Want a Little Sugar in My Bowl by Nina Simone. That is the theme of this program. And coming up next is more from Carol Millard and our conversation and discussions about Sweet Honey in the Rock. Stay tuned.
It's the little things you do for someone else. It's the kindness that you show without being asked. Never looking for rewards for being nice. These are some things for you to know. As you grow, some simple things in life to know. As you grow. Now you don't always have to win or be number one. Just play the game, dive in and have big fun. You see the journey is as wonderful as the goal. These are some things for you to know. As you grow, some simple things in life to know. As you grow. There are some who have a little more than you, and there are some who have a lot less. It's true, what you possess can't measure what you are worth. These are some things for you to know. As you grow, some simple things in life to know. As you grow.
As you're growing up, a positive balance when you have to face a challenge can only make you strong. Hold on, you'll pass the test, you'll make the grade, so don't forget.
You're a child of God, honor yourself, be brave, humble, and true. Listen to your inner voice, it's always there for you, for you. Respect your elders, they deserve that from you. Protect the little ones who watch everything you do. Treat other people how you want to be treated yourself. These are some things for you to know. As you grow, some simple things in life to know. As you grow.
When things get difficult, think positively. Count your blessings when you waken before you sleep. A grateful heart is something God loves to see.
As you grow, some simple things in life to know. As you grow, these are some things for you to know. As you grow, some simple things in life to know. As you grow, these are some things for you to know. As you grow, some simple things in life to know. As you grow, these are some things for you to know.
Some things for you to know.
Well, on the subject of your audience, because I have to say, when I first stumbled upon Sweet Honey, it mm-hmm. was sort of like friends of mine who were lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they would mention Sweet Honey and the Rock, and, you know, I would go, you know, they invited me to a concert, and of course I'm like, oh my gosh, this is great!
Uh-huh.
Oh my goodness! And then, you know, I would get the CD, you know, at that time, cassette. Uh-huh. I would get a cassette there, you know, a couple of cassettes or what have you, and I would leave and think, you know, yeah, that group, Sweet Honey and the Rock, I'd go to the store and maybe I would find a recording in the store.
Yeah.
But then, for the most part, I would find them at your performances.
Yeah.
But your performances at the audience, it was pretty much sold out, packed house, you know, going on.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm wondering is it still that way? Is it still sort of word of mouth kind of?
It's very, it's fortunate and it's unfortunate because you really do want to feel as though your audiences are growing and mm-hmm. expanding.
Mm-hmm.
And it's often you're preaching to the choir.
Mm-hmm.
So for new ideas and messages and sounds to get to new people, nowadays everything is very visual.
Mm-hmm.
So people are looking to see you on the BET Awards, or they're hoping that you're going to be, you know, looking for you on Black Girls Rock.
Oh.
Or you're someplace where people honor Sweet Honey. And, you know, that's where a lot of people see and are exposed to their favorite artists, but they can also be exposed to something that they didn't know about.
Right.
Naturally 7, I think, got on something somewhere.
Naturally
7 is the a cappella male group with 7 men.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and their sound is more of the traditional pop, jazz, a cappella sound, but it's 7 of them.
Mm.
So their sound is more like an ensemble sound as opposed to, you know, a smaller group like ours.
Right.
That kind of a sound, Take 6, some of those kind of groups.
Okay.
But they got, there's somewhere where they hit. They got on a Jay Leno or a somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so their fortunes have changed because people see them in a wider arena. Millions of people see them and they are great. So everybody wants to know who they are
mm-hmm.
and how to get them on their show. Yeah. So the machine, you know, the PR people behind you, the right connection, the right sound for something that'll work on television. I think sometimes people think of Sweet Honey in an old sense. They think they know who the group is. The group is very different.
Right.
It's the same, but it really is a different expression of the music and the sound and how we express it, how we perform it, what we talk about, the attitude that we take when we're talking about different things. So it's different.
Actually, I wanted to ask you about writing,
mm-hmm.
the writing songs. Does the ensemble write more? And I've noticed you've written a lot. Well, you wrote a lot for the Experience 101.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So do the women write more these days than they did in the past?
I don't know. I think it just really depends on how members of the group are feeling. You know, Bernice brought in a lot of material.
Right.
And Izai used to bring in a lot of material. And I think Evie brought in a lot of stuff.
Okay.
But, you know, for some of us, the task can sometimes be a little bit more daunting.
Mm.
You know, you just working hard. I remember when I first came back to the group, I was just working hard to get one song on the album, but I didn't realize the whole thing about who writes and how many songs you have and what that means to this, that, or the other thing. It just wasn't in my head. I just wanted to get one, at least one song on the album. Jeez, Carol, come on. And trying to find the right material, the right expression, or what's the best way to, you know, to represent myself on a Sweet Honey and a Rock recording. So,
well, I know.
We do the best. We really do the best we can. We wrote a song together for Rosie O'Donnell's last TV show with kids for HBO called A Family is a Family is a Family.
Yes.
And we wrote a song called My Family, and it's so adorable.
Mm.
And that was something we did together.
Okay.
We did Are We a Nation together.
Right.
And we're hoping that life is really challenging for the group, you know, right now, just in terms of the different projects that we have coming up, moving to our 40th anniversary, you know, other business things that are in transition, and just really trying to maintain and pray to God that once we hit 40, there will be a 41.
Right.
You know, what will we do and how will we get there?
Right.
So hopefully we'll have time to do some other things together. We didn't do any writing together for the tribute concert we did at Jazz at Lincoln Center, but we may have helped one another arrange a few things.
Oh, okay. The songs that you had written?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them are really, like, my all-time favorites.
Oh, which one?
Well, Prayer to the One.
Oh, yeah.
Sunshine or rain, they are the same. God's love loves light in day or night. Why should I care if here or there you are with me in all I see? My every breath, my very breath, you glory be thine, all space divine. Spirit moves free from you, heals me. Why should I care if here or there, inside, holy light, no day or night? My every breath, my very breath, you. My every breath, my very
every breath you.
I could just listen to over and over and over again. And the women gather.
Mm-hmm.
He was her only child, her baby boy. She was his second daughter, a father's pride and joy. Somebody's mother, brother, best friend, sister, lover. Maybe an A1 student running, hiding, taking cover.
The women gather crying tears that fill a million oceans. It doesn't matter where you're living. The women gather crying tears that fill a million oceans.
People say, not in this neighborhood. It doesn't happen here. Our kids have everything. What do we have to fear? But what about the ones who say this happens every day? Drugs and violence take our children. How much more death can come our way?
The women gather crying tears that fill a million oceans. It doesn't matter where you're living. The women gather crying tears that fill a million oceans.
Don't you know? Some bullets find their targets. Bombs can take you right on cue. Some in the hands of babies or officials and their crew.
Claim the brother had a gun. She fit the profile in my book. Running, hiding, taking cover. Didn't take the time to look.
Somebody's mother, brother, best friend, sister, lover.
The women gather crying tears that fill a million oceans. It doesn't matter where you're living. The women gather crying tears that fill a million oceans. It doesn't matter where you're living. The women gather crying tears that fill a million oceans. It doesn't matter where you're living.
I mean, having seen the live presentation of that, I just can't get it out of my head.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Mm.
That song took many incarnations. It was going to be a song about children of war.
Mm.
And that melody was something that I had had going around, you know, trying to fit it into something for a long time.
Okay.
I think sometimes things just come in your head and they just, story just starts to come. And the melody fit with the story, and then that's how I ended up with The Women Gather. Yeah, thank you. I really do appreciate that.
And stay on a lighter note.
Boom, boom.
The clock on the wall says it's time to go. But I know my heart really wants you to stay a while. Hear the seconds ticking by and the world outside is still. So before you have to leave, stay a while with me. Oh, stay a while with me. Blowing through the air, a summer moon is rising high in the sky. Waves of love are passing round everywhere, like golden fireflies in the clear black sky. Sitting here with you is so sweet, so divine. Like the sound of the wind whistling through the trees. When I'm with you, baby, not a word needs to
be saved. Tender love, I'm asking.
I don't know what is the holdup.
Yeah, what is the holdup?
I don't know what the holdup is. You know, you just say, we're going to work on it. I'm not going to sing it anymore. Okay, mm-hmm. I'll sing it. And mm-hmm. then it's like, well, I never said I wasn't going to sing it. But it never gets back in.
Oh, gosh.
But I'm going to try again for this season. I may even try and do a new arrangement of it.
Oh, that would be nice.
It might be nice because it's always, I think, good to, because it's a cappella music, mm-hmm. it's really good for us to refresh an arrangement.
Right.
It doesn't have to go far away from the way that the song originally was done, but it's really nice to bring some of the old stuff back when we delve into the future of what the new music is going to be.
Are you still doing the annual, do you have annual performances in New York? Do you still have
not annually. We were in Carnegie Hall in fall of 2008.
Right. Mm.
And then we didn't get back until this last fall.
Wow. Wow.
So that was, I think, a change in their board of directors and a change in their structure and programming.
I see.
So we came back. It's really great. Our poster is still up on the scaffolding on 7th Avenue.
Oh, my goodness.
Which I think is just, their whole season is up on the scaffolding.
Oh, okay.
For up until, I guess they'll take it down. They'll change it in June.
Uh-huh.
Because in July, that was when I first saw it.
Okay.
Last year. And it's been up ever since. Every day you go by, I go, like, ooh, a cab driver. Look, that's me.
So, do you have any other recordings that you're working on presently? Or?
Well, the one thing that has been worked on and is fairly well finished is the live recording of the music we did at Jazz at Lincoln Center.
Okay.
And that was a tribute to Nina Simone, yeah, Abby Lincoln, and Miriam Makeba,
wow,
and Odetta.
Okay.
And that's, we have a trio, piano, bass, and drums. Some of it is a cappella, but most of it is with the band. And it also has one original written by Louise.
Ah, okay.
And what else is interesting about this? Solos. There are 10 solos.
Okay.
Interspersed between the group songs.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of us has a solo.
So, okay. Who's in the group presently?
Louise Robinson, Carol Maillard, Ezai Barnwell, Nitanji Bulati-Cassell, and Aisha Khalil. And Shirley. Childress Sachs.
When is the recording? Is there a...
We're not sure yet.
Okay.
We're aiming for the fall and hopeful for the fall. Of course, we want to get it in time to get a Grammy nomination.
Mm-hmm.
It would be in a jazz category.
Oh, excellent.
It's all jazz.
Oh,
primarily
excellent.
Jazz. Oh, yeah. These songs are, you know, our arrangements and new arrangements of some of the Odetta pieces,
mm-hmm,
new arrangements of the Miriam things,
sure,
and
Abby,
you know, our own, yeah, yeah. He's, the Abby is a medley.
Okay.
Because we had already set the songs, and then Miss Lincoln passed, and Aisha decided that she wanted to let one of her solos to be a tribute to Miss Lincoln.
Okay.
I think people were really, and we did the show also at the Blue Note.
Did you?
Yeah. We did it at Yoshi's in San Francisco Jazz Club, and
uh-huh,
also the Blue Note.
Well, considering this program primarily focuses on that type of music, is this Sweet Honey in the Rock's first venture into that area, technically?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You mean as a concept?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I think people are awestruck. They've never heard us sing that way. People have never heard us sing us,
right,
ourselves.
Right.
So the music that we selected is, you know, like the women, they all did a lot of political stuff,
mm-hmm,
and hard-hitting stuff. But strangely enough, a lot of that is not in the show. It's really songs that spoke to each one of us one reason or another. It was with us one way or another. Either you remember hearing it when the first time you heard it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a song I learned from Odetta. This is a song that speaks to my soul. Any number of reasons why each woman selected those songs. But we're just, you know, we're still working on some things with,
right,
the packaging and,
okay,
putting the whole project together. It really has to be promoted properly, and everything has to just be right in place, and I think it'll be nice. I think people are going to really be surprised.
Wow. Well, since I won't have a sample to share, I am curious, is there one from Miriam Makeba and one from Abby Lincoln that you can offer, that I can play their version?
Oh, see, the thing is with the Abby medley is four songs.
Okay.
But
just one of the four.
What is she? what is she? She sings I'm in Love,
uh-huh,
Turtle's Dream.
Okay.
Down Here Below.
Oh,
that's too sad. That is just way too sad.
But I love that song.
Oh, I love Turtle's Dream.
Okay. Okay. Well, I will play that.
I just think that's so unique.
Mm. I will play that. That also has a great lineup on it, too.
Yeah.
And in the house above me abide. Maybe one day I'll fly like an eagle, fly like a bird and go.
like an eagle, walk like a lion, although it won't be, I know. But I can swim the ocean, and it's deep and wide. And in the house above me,
Yes.
Jarabi, N-D-I-A, Rabi, R-A-B-I, is one whole word. It's West African. It's in Wolof. or Shuku Shuku, the okay. Choo Choo Train song.
Okay.
We do a really nice, sexy version of that.
All right, now.
I mean, it sounds really good.
It's well, just, no, no, really, now. Yeah. No, you, I heard what you said the first time.
Yeah, it's a sexy version of it.
Buena confusa, mi.
That is great.
Oh, no, I have to tell you one more thing.
Yes, ma'am.
There's one more piece of information you need to know that you obviously didn't know about.
Uh-oh.
On April 13th, Sweet Honey and the Rock will debut with the National Symphony Orchestra at the Kennedy Center with a brand new piece entitled Affirmations for a New World.
Oh, wow.
We wrote the lyrics, and the songs were set and orchestrated by Bill Banfield, who is a professor at Berklee College of Music in Boston. And that is a first. That is seriously a first. This is the first time we have ever done anything like this ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you know, it's kind of interesting after having had the discussion about where the group is and how
mm-hmm.
you're really striving and
mm-hmm.
hoping that you make 41 and you do this big thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'll also be doing it in Minnesota as well, in Minneapolis, mm-hmm. the very next week. And I think we have another date for it in the fall with a string orchestra.
But at the Kennedy Center?
Chicago.
Oh, pardon.
Center? Yes, Kennedy Center Concert Hall.
And that'll be on April 13th?
The 13th and 14th at 8 p.m.
All right.
It'll be a symphonic program, and our piece is the second half of the show. It's about 30 minutes.
Wow. Okay.
Each person has a solo. with the orchestra, and it has the Morgan State Choir.
Ooh.
And there's one more thing.
Yes. And wait, there's still more.
We're going to get an honorary doctorate from the Chicago Theological Seminary in May.
Oh,
isn't that
gosh,
something?
That is so great.
I am just so stunned by that one.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We are really thrilled. That was so generous of them. And we had performed the night before, and the new building was going up, and that was getting late. You know, they were doing the groundbreaking, and we were at the groundbreaking ceremony. And that's when they announced it at the groundbreaking ceremony, and we had no idea. And we were like, huh? What? Get out of here! Oh, Jesus, holy moly! You know, it was wonderful.
Oh, it's so wonderful.
That's supposed to happen like May 12th.
Oh, that's great.
And I believe we'll all be there.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And, you know, you sound like it's coming together. It's really
well,
good.
You know,
it's doing fabulous stuff.
And I know, and about 10 other people know. So it don't make no difference unless it's viral.
Yes, yes.
Everything needs to be viral for us.
Well, I hope everything does become more viral for you.
People should know us.
And you still have the website that is?
Again, I'll say www.sweethoneyintherock.org. And we are also on Facebook, Friends Sweet Honey, because that has a lot more kind of, now we're here, we're going there, we just met this person. And I put photographs up on Facebook, kind of personal photographs, birthday pictures, and, you know, little party things we do if we're at a gig. Just little things like that.
Now, that's a fun Facebook page.
I think so. And we are tweeting.
Okay.
Occasionally. Letting people know we're in the world. Thank you so much. This has been great talking with you.
Oh, thank you so much. Carol Millard.
Oh, Maillard.
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 Yes.
Gonna sing a song of freedom. Can't keep us down no more. Gonna sing a song of freedom. Can't keep us from that door. That freedom train is rolling. We've got to get on board. Rolling strong. Singing a song of freedom.
Gonna sing a song of freedom. Can't keep us down no more. Gonna sing a song of freedom. Can't keep us from that door. That freedom train is rolling. We've got to get on board. Rolling strong, singing a song of freedom.
Can't keep the sun from rising when morning comes around.
Can't keep the bird from flying.
They wanna leave the ground.
Can't keep the boat from sailing
when our heart is freedom bound.
Rolling strong, singing a song.
Can't keep us down no more. Gonna sing a song.
right. And that was my conversation with Carol Millard. Carol Millard. Maylord No More, Carol Millard. And listening to Dorothy Ashby in the background. Soul Vibrations. Before we just heard Song of Freedom. Song of Freedom written by Carole King from the original motion picture soundtrack from a Freedom Song. Music composed and performed by Sweet Honey in the Rock and James Horner. And before I forget, let me mention, because I wanted to mention this the last time I was on, glasses. Okay. At the Schomburg, 7 p.m., from 7 to 10 p.m., celebrate the great women of jazz and blues at the Schomburg. Schomburg Women in Jazz Festival has been happening for 20 years. This year, there will be a celebration of their musical mothers, of our musical mothers, Bessie Smith, Memphis Minnie, Ella Fitzgerald, Dinah Washington, Sarah Vaughan, and others, curated by Toshi Regan, since we're doing this whole Sweet Honey thing. Toshi Regan, daughter of Bernice Johnson Regan, founder of Sweet Honey and the Rock. Please join band leader Allison Miller, vocalist Tamara Kali, Karma Mayat Johnson, Josette Newsem, Mark Check. Okay. M. Nadir, Imani Azuri, and Crystal Durandi. I hope I pronounced her name. I know her. She drums. She's a good person. Anyway, special guest dancer Michelle Durance, poet. What am I reading here? Oh, poet, author, performer Lisa Jessie Peterson, and their amazing band, which includes Mimi Jones on bass. Shami Royston on piano. Both of them play with Tia Fuller. Alex Nolan on guitar. Tanya Darby, trumpet. Mayra Cazells is a guest percussionist. And tickets are available at nypl.org/locations/TID/64/NODE/151809. Oh, goodness. Let's try that again. One more time. I wish there were a phone number. But here we go. www.nypl.org/locations/TID/64/NODE/151809. All right. And that is tonight, Monday, the 19th. And on the 26th, it's from the songbook of Bernice Johnson Regan. So if you go tonight, you will find out more about the event on the 26th. Just go tonight, and you'll find out there. Oh, yes. And what was I actually... There's more that I have to tell you. What you've been listening to. Before Song of Freedom, you heard Choo Choo, Shaku Shaku. Yeah, we got to get ready for La Nueva Alternativa, who should be walking toward the door right now. Okay. That was Miriam Makeba. And a song before that by Miriam Makeba as well, from the same release, Sing Me a Song, on Sony Disc. Sono Disc, excuse me. What is it? Jarabi. Jarabi. NDIARABI. One word, as Carol Millard had mentioned. Before that, we heard A Turtle's Dream, Abby Lincoln. Yes, two late great ancestors who will be honored always, by me anyway. And, let's see. I said that was a terrific lineup, and it is, which includes that's Abby Lincoln vocals, of course. Rodney Kendrick on piano, Charlie Hayden, jazz master, Charlie Hayden on bass, and Victor Lewis on drums. And let me hurry up and move forward here. Before that, we heard Stay, which was written by Carol Millard. That was from Still on the Journey. Before that, we heard Prayer to the One, which is from Sacred Ground, both on Earthbeat Records. Before that, we heard For You to Know as You Grow from Experience 101. And as I said, coming up next, hey, come on in. Yes, come on in. Come on, come on, come on. Hi. La Nueva Alternativa, coming up next. Stay tuned. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. I will be back, was it the second Sunday, I guess, in April. Ah! Stay tuned.
Hello? Bueno, this is Sonia Sanchez. I urge you to give your generous support to listener-sponsored community radio, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York.